This musician was born Lydia Maria Hernandez Lopez, but she's known throughout Latin America as La India Canela, the Cinnamon Indian.
La India por mi color y la canela por el sabor.
Yeah, La India because of my color and cinnamon because of the flavor.
This is the national music of the Dominican Republic, merengue. And La India Canela is merengue royalty. Those are her fleet fingers working the accordion's buttons. She sings like a bird, too. You'll hear that in a few minutes. La India's new CD is called Merengue Típico. It's a more raw and rootsy type of merengue than what you'll find on commercial Latino radio stations, like El Sol 99.1. During a stop on a recent tour, we asked La India Canela to come into our studio, along with interpreter Maria Elis. La India Canela, welcome to the studio.
Muchísimas gracias por la invitación. Es un grandísimo honor para mí estar acá.
Thank you so very much. It's a great honor.
You have won the Dominican Republic's highest arts award, the Cassandra, twice. You're famous across the country and in Central America for hit dance songs. And now here in the United States, the prestigious Smithsonian Folkways label is releasing this CD. It's a great success story, especially for a woman accordion player. How did you get started?
Bueno, sí, al principio mi papá no quería que yo tocara acordeón.
At the beginning, it was difficult. My father didn't want me to play the accordeon. That was not something the girls did. So it was quite hard. I used to hide so that I could practice.
And then you were discovered. You were swept away to the city by the saxophone player Juan de Dios. What happened next?
Bueno, sí, después mi papá hubo que hablar mucho con él para que él me diera el permiso para irme a la ciudad de Santiago.
Yes, at the beginning, it was quite an ordeal to get my father to give his permission so that I may go to Santiago. It was very difficult. And I was young, so people will get on chairs to see me. So as you can tell, the beginning was very difficult.
What was it like to be a 14-year-old, 15-year-old girl living in the city without her parents, playing at first in the bars and clubs at Santiago?
Bueno, ¿qué puedo decir en ese entonces?
What I can tell you is, back then, there were only three female accordion players, Fefita La Grande, María Díaz, and of course me, who was just coming out. So as time has gone by and I have tried to perfect my style and pick more difficult pieces, ones that have been traditionally performed by men, but I've done it to prove that not only men can do it, but women can too.
And you started writing your own merengue tunes when you were young. For example, Apriétame Así, that was one of your biggest hits. It means squeeze me like that. And I gather it's a play on words, the idea of squeezing the accordion.
Sí, sí. Fue mi segundo tema que grabé.
Yeah, it was the second one that I wrote, and it's the one that is mostly recognized in my country from my repertoire. Yo quiero que esté junto en mi casita. Yo quiero que esté junto en mi casita. Para estar segura, que mi yo solita. Para estar segura, que mi yo solita. Woo!
I want to ask you about your instrument. It's a small accordion. It's much smaller than I thought it would be. What's the picture on the side of it? Is that of an eagle?
De un águila.
An eagle.
An eagle? What is that for?
Bueno, eso está relacionado con el béisbol. El partido del Cibao, que es Águila Cibaeña.
You have an eagle on your accordion for your favorite baseball team, your home team. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, please play it for us.
Okay.
Thank you.
What is the name of that song?
Las Siete Pasadas.
Las Siete Pasadas, which stands for the seven different rhythms that are in the piece.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, yes.
That is a really fun song. And it occurs to me while you're playing that the accordion is a really percussive instrument. I mean, you can hear the clackety-clack of the buttons, and you can hear the oh, of the bellows. It almost suggests rhythm.
Sí, sí. Mira, el merengue típico es un merengue muy especial, es una música grande.
Typical merengue, it's a very warm type of music, and like the Caribbean. And when I play it, even my blood gets hot.
it's so complex and intricate. Are there things that you learned musically that you couldn't have learned if you stayed home in the countryside of the Dominican Republic?
No, claro, imposible aprenderla en el campo.
Of course, not in the country. You have to be in the city to be exposed to the clubs, and there is no formal education for accordionist. I have to tell you that accordion music is very profound, and you feel it probably from the moment that you are in your mother's womb.
So you come with that inspiration.
Sí, sí, yo creo que desde el vientre de la madre yo venía ya con esa inspiración.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I believe that I came from my mother's womb with that inspiration.
Caña dulce, caña brava, caña dulce, caña brava, dame un gajo de tu caña, yo le digo a Cine, también a Daniel.
The accordion player is Lidia Maria Hernandez López, better known as La India Canela. Thank you so much for joining us.
Gracias de corazón a ustedes por haberme invitado.
On behalf of the Dominican Republic, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for having invited me to your program.
Muchísimas gracias.